Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
It gets kind of boring after a while, all these guys get in the ring with you and they ask for so much money and all they do is run from you.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
60 grand, a clean, fast fight, 15 rounds to a decision. Besides, you don't like fighting anymore. You like living too much. So why not live the easy life?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I'm not Mother Teresa, and I'm not Charles Manson either. But just treat me equal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, I've got boxing royalties for you. That's right, we're going to talk with former heavyweight champion, the uncrowned mayor of Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm talking about Mr. Larry Holmes. So Larry Holmes will be here in just a couple of minutes. Weather's bad on the East Coast for some of you folks, so I guess you're in the house a lot bit. Larry says it's bad in Easton, so we'll talk with Larry in just a few minutes. Of course, we've got fights on HBO tonight. We've got the UFC on Fox 9 today. I mean, we got a big, big day of combat sports. We'll talk about both boxing and MMA today on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, feel free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, Manny Pacquiao. That's the news this week. Manny Pacquiao, now the number one contender for Floyd Mayweather's WBC welterweight title. What happens if Mayweather tells the WBC to take your belt and shove it? That's what he might do. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, the Easton Assassin, Larry Holmes.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mighty Tower of Power bringing us back to the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. On the line from Easton, Pennsylvania. When I call him, I ask for the mayor of Easton, Pennsylvania. He keeps denying that he is the mayor. Larry Holmes, you're not the mayor of Easton, right?
No, bro, I am not the mayor. I don't want to be the mayor.
How's life treating Larry?
Hey, man, it's good. Everything's good, man. I can't complain. I'm above the ground. Unlike a lot of our associates, the Kenny Nortons and people like that, and the Camachos, they're dying. Carter Truth Williams, and you know, you're wondering, Joe Frazier, what can I tell you, you know? What's up with all of that?
You know, Larry, you know what's so terrible about life is death. Is that eventually all of us are going to go, and I don't want to accept it. I mean, I'm in denial. I live in denial regarding that, so I'm just trying to enjoy life day to day, just like you said. What's new with you, man? What have you been doing lately? I know you were over in England doing some television.
Yeah, that's all. Just running around in England and hanging out. That's all. I haven't done anything, you know, just making appearances and stuff like that. That's all I'm doing.
You know, Larry, you talked about Carl the Truth Williams, who just passed away a few months ago. He gave you a hell of a fight up there in Reno.
Yeah, that's why I would never forget him, you know, because the guy did give me a heck of a fight. The guy, and he was a good guy, you know, and all of a sudden I found out later on that he had passed. That was bothering. And just say, damn, what's going on with all the fighters, the Joe Frazier, Kenny Norton, Carter Sweeney? I mean, I can go on and go on, and the Camachos, you know?
Yeah, so. Larry... Let's be honest, you know, Joe didn't take the best care of himself, and Camacho always put himself in a bad spot. That Colombian dust Camacho was hooked on that cocaine. That helped kill him. Larry? I guess we'll try to get Larry Holmes back. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, UFC 9 on Fox TV tonight. Fox, the big channel, starts at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. But the real news in the world of MMA, and we'll talk about that about 35 minutes past the hour, is the semi-retirement of iconic figure, I'm talking about Mr. George St. Pierre, of course, the world welterweight champion of the UFC. Tonight, Adrian Broner, not my favorite guy. Larry's back. Larry,
not a
Carl
in there.
Williams, okay. Joe Frazier, Camacho. I mean, I know Carl took good care of himself as far as his health was concerned, but Joe drank a lot, and Camacho was always putting himself.
No, Joe did not drink that much. Joe did not. No, he didn't do that. I got to tell you that he have not drank that much. And you know, the last few times I was with him, go out, he hadn't had a drink and stuff like that. So, I thought everything was okay. They said it was a disease that was happening to him long, long, long time ago. That when he had schizophrenia. Back in the day, and never left his body. That's probably one of the problems that he died. One of the things about it, he didn't linger around at all. You know, 1 week I hear he was sick and in serious condition. The following week he was gone, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I guess you forgot to mention Emmanuel Stewart passed a year ago.
Emmanuel Stewart passed away, Joe. I mean, you know, it's messed up, you know.
The gold father of the Bronx. We're talking with Larry Holmes, the Eastern Assassin. So, Larry, what are the holidays like for Larry Holmes? What do you mean doing? What are you going to do for Christmas?
I don't know. You know, like, I'm trying to just take care of myself. I'm not like a whole bunch of other people. And I'm just going to try to enjoy my family, man. I'm not going to do too much for Christmas. I might make one or two stops at somebody's house or whatnot, but I'm not going to do a heck of a lot, watch TV, eat a little bit, maybe have a glass of wine or something, you know, and that's it. Just sit around and watch my grandbaby and my kids have fun with their kids, you know.
Are there any heavyweights out there, American heavyweights, that look good to you?
No, that's a darn shame, you know, and I was talking to a reporter yesterday about it. He was saying, who's next? I asked him, yeah, he got to tell me. Because what I see at don't mean nothing. These guys don't want to fight. These guys don't want to do nothing. They just want to hang out. And boxing is not long, not, that's why the Klitschko brothers is taking over. Because boxing no longer wants to do American sports, seem like. They talk about that NBA, not NBA, but that MMA and stuff like that. And it seems like that's what's driving everybody. Those guys get out there for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, and they kick each other in the head, and people seem like they go crazy, and they want it more and more and more, and they continue to give it to them. And boxing is going on the wayside.
And who do you think is to blame for that? The promoters?
No, well, no, you can't blame it on the promoters. You can't blame it on nobody. You know. You probably had to blame it on the lack of competition in the fight game. Because there's no real good fighters out there, no real good heavyweights. Remember, you know, when I was fighting and everything, when we was beating everybody, heavyweights was on the top of the list. And then when we fell down a little bit, you had lightweights ahead of the list. The Sugar Ray Leonard, the Brother Duran, you know, the Tommy Hearns, the Marvin Hagler. You had all them guys ready to back it up, and they help carry that, you know, that sport. But now I don't know who's carrying it.
You talked about the lack of quality fighters. Do you think it's maybe the lack of good teachers developing quality fighters? Could that be an answer too?
It could be part of that. I don't really know, you know, boxing is strange. You know, I guess they got ups and downs, and like everything else, and they're going to be some good fighters sometimes and some bad fighters. But what I've been seeing is all bad fighters. I haven't seen any good fighters. And I wonder myself, what is happening to the game of boxing? So I wonder that myself. And right now, to me, boxing it's got to start making a move sooner, or they're going to forget about the boxing.
You know, Larry, I go in the gym now to look at guys' work, and guys work less time. Some guys, 10-round fighters, work less time in the gym than I did when I was fighting 3-round amateur fights, winning Golden Gloves and things like that. I just don't think the work ethic is there anymore.
No. Too many other things for them to do, and they don't realize boxing is the way out of the ghetto. If you live in the ghetto, if you ain't in the ghetto, you live in a nice modern house, it's still a way out where you get a chance to become somebody and become known around the world. Boxing is one of the greatest sports in, you know, ever. You know, I'm not just saying that because I became the heavyweight champion of the world, but, you know, we always say like this. I mean, my thing is hard work is not easy, but it's fair. And if you're out there and willing to put the work in, you can make something out of it. You can accomplish anything you want if you work for it. But if you don't work, hey, you know how it is, Pedro. Nobody's going to give you nothing.
Larry, last question for Larry Holmes. What's it like to be the number one guy, the baddest guy, the heavyweight champion of the world? What's that feeling like?
I don't know, man. I just can't tell you. I don't know. I'm just me. I mean, I just take each and every day as each day. You know, I don't try to find out how it's like to be the heavyweight champion of the world. It's good when people recognize you and respect you for what you did, and it's really nice when people do that, and that's why I like don't say no to people that ask for autographs. I see a lot of fighters out there, they don't want to sign certain things, they don't want to sign gloves, somebody takes away their whatever they're looking for, But my thing is, those people who pay big bucks to see you fight, you know, or to come to see you or to root for you, should be given an autograph if they want. You know, I don't like people say, no, I ain't giving you an autograph because it takes away some me in my earnings or whatever in the future. Your future is now. Your people is your future. If you don't got people looking at you, talking about you, wanting to be like you, you don't got no future. And that's why I say what I said, because, you know, that's why boxing and all the other the sports are going down, because these guys get to be superstars, or think they're superstars, and they forget about the people next door. They forget how they came up, you know? Asking for autographs like everybody else did.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the great Larry Holmes. Larry, Merry Christmas to you. Say hello to the wife and your son, and I will talk to you soon. Your Happy New Year, sir.
You better talk to me soon. If you don't, I'm coming out of retirement.
All right, the great Larry Holmes. You're tuned. Thank you. The great Larry Holmes. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Damn, he's one of my favorite guests. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather isn't invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports, but it's one thing to watch a team sport, but it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bring us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll talk mixed martial arts about 37 minutes past the hour with Zach Attack, Zach Young. Of course, you see USC on Fox 9 tonight. We'll talk about, of course, that card emanating from the Sleep Train Pavilion, man, Sacramento, California. Just the name of that arena scares me because it used to be the Arco Arena. That's when it was cool, the house that Tony Lopez built, the former boxing champion that sold out that place, and they had record gates and all kinds of Jorge Paez sold that place out, and it was a record gate for a long time in California until Shane Mosley and Oscar De La Hoya came along that first fight back around 2000 down there at the Staples Center. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the line from Sin City, my Sin City guy, I'm talking about Mr. Kevin Perry. KP, how's life treating you?
Good, man. It's really good.
All right, that's good. Let's talk about Brandon Rios funking his drug test. Is this a big thing? I mean, I'm going to tell you what this drug is. This is a big killer. He tested positive in his final drug test after the fight for demethylene. So something like that. It's got meth in there. So according to the experts, it's like a stimulant slash drug used to cut weight. I don't know if he had to cut weight to make 147, but whatever the story is, he tested positive for it. Is there going to be some ramifications in that or what?
It's unclear. I mean, I know it came from the VADA testing, so I don't know how that works with the commissions and the VADA testing and what kind of punishment is there for him. But I think just something to rest up based on that is, I think a big issue with boxing and the drug testing is, I think there's a lot of drugs. I mean, there's tons of drugs that somebody could test positive for. And I think sometimes somebody could test positive for something. I'm not giving Brandon Rios a pass necessarily. But I think there's a lot of drugs out there that these guys, they don't really know what they're taking. And there's stuff that these guys are putting in their body that possibly, you know, they could get over-the-counter stuff that has some of these banned drugs in them, and they just don't really know. I mean, yeah, I mean, sometimes you hear about these drugs and you're like, well, does that really sound like something somebody would be taking to enhance their performance necessarily? And I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert on this, but, you know, it's definitely something to think about because I think in the minds of a lot of people, when fighters test positive, they have this idea in their mind that they're going out there looking for these drugs to cheat. And I think a lot of these fighters, for the most part, not just with the drugs they're taking, but period, they're just uneducated.
Well, you know what? You're responsible for what goes in your body. I don't care.
I agree with you 100%. I'm just saying a lot of this stuff is ignorance. Whether it's right or wrong, I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, you know, when you're playing the big game and you're on the world stage like that, you know, you're putting substances in your body, you're taking drugs, whether they're cut weight, whatever reason he took this stuff for, he had Alex Ariza with him. So Alex Ariza, the former conditioning coach of Manny Pacquiao, of course, when he was with Pacquiao, there was all the suggestions that Pacquiao was on some different types of performance-enhancing drugs because he was able to beat guys so much bigger than him, and it was just amazing as Manny moved up the weight.
Well, I guess the reason why I'm bringing this up is, and I think the example here is, whatever was in his system, it's not like the guy was popping pills of this exact particular drug. There's drugs that he was over-the-counter stuff that he was taking that has this this in it. So, I mean, if you buy something for GNC, for example, there's tons of ingredients in there, and one ingredient might happen to be in there. I'm not giving the guy a pass. I'm just saying with these boxers, I think there needs to be a lot more education that's involved. And I think that's what that VADA is actually trying to do, is educate a lot of these boxers on what these illegal substances are, so they make sure this stuff doesn't get put in their body, whether it's by accident, on purpose. But I think there's just a lot of stuff out there. I mean, it's not like guys are just eating, you know, fruits and vegetables and natural foods nowadays. You know, I mean, there's a lot of over-the-counter stuff that guys can get that have stuff that's illegal, that's banned substances, according to the commission. So, I mean, it's definitely something to think about moving forward, how we can educate boxers about what they're putting in their body.
Man, my buddy's dreaming this morning. I'm talking about Kevin Perry of RingTalk.com. When he's talking about VADA, he's talking about the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association run by Dr. Margaret Goodman. She's a brain doctor, a neurologist, I believe, down in Las Vegas. Of course, she's with the Nevada State Athletic Commission, her and her significant other, Dr. Flip Homansky, for many, many years. And then you have the WADA, which is a World Anti-Doping Association, that's the association I went to get the definition on this drug that Rios had turned for. Okay, let's, real quick, before we go into tonight's fights, let's talk about last week's Paul Malignaggi win over Zab Judah. It's time to stick a fork in Zab, or what?
I think it was time to stick a fork in him quite a while back. And I was actually surprised by his performance. I really don't know why. I mean, Zab Judah has been known for years for having these uneven type performances. I mean, he comes in one night, he looks, I mean, amazing, and then the next fight he looks like a deer in headlights. And I mean, against Paulie Malignaggi, I was probably overlooking Malignaggi a little bit. He is a good boxer, and I think the idea that he has no power, I think that really kind of overshadows a lot of the stuff he does that's good. And I think I was kind of blindsided because I figured Zab Judah was the better boxer. Zab Judah's got more speed, and I thought that was the reason why he was going to beat Malignaggi, and I overlooked Malignaggi's ability to box, his head movement, his quick hands, and he's a good all-around fighter. So besides his punching power, and I overlooked that, and I definitely thought Judah was going to beat him, and Malignaggi was just all over him. I mean, it was surprising, but a good win for Paulie.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Of course, tonight, Showtime goes with the last significant card that's going to be televised from the United States. I'm talking about, of course, their star, their heir apparent to greatness. This is what they're talking about. This is how they explain Adrian Broner in press releases. Adrian Broner is 27-0. Is he worth the accolades at this point in time?
No. I don't think he's worth the accolades. And that's because he hasn't fought the types of opponents to get the accolades that, in his mind, he deserves. I mean, he's on Chuck Ciampa, RingTV.com. He does the pound-for-pound list there, and he's got Broner way up on the list. And, I mean, who has Broner really beat who's, you know, an elite guy? I mean, he did beat Antonio DeMarco, who, yeah, he's an okay fighter. He beat Paulie Malignaggi, who's a pretty good fighter. But besides those two guys, I mean, his resume's got a lot of holes there. So I think tonight, even though he's fighting Marcos Maidana, who's pretty much a tailor-made fighter for him, if he looks good, I think he kind of moves himself up in the minds of a lot of people who don't look at him as one of the best fighters in the world. And I'm kind of on the fence with him, but he's a good fighter. He just needs to fight some better fighters. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Here's what's up. I only got about 2 minutes left, so I need you to keep this short. Keith Thurman, 21-0, taking on Jesus Soto Carrasco, 25-1, 17 KOs. Carrasco got a shot here?
Not really. Soto Carrasco is a perfect opponent because he's slow, he's lumbering, he's tough, he's going to take a beating, and he's going to probably luckily go 12 rounds, but I think he gets stopped somewhere, you know, midway in the fight, but his toughness might make it the distance. He's just too slow for Keith Thurman, and Keith Thurman can really punch, and he's getting a lot better as a fighter. I really like what I see from him. Didn't think too highly of him in the beginning, but he's a pretty good fighter.
Okay, now you got to keep this one brief. Leo Santa Cruz and Sierra Soto. Santa Cruz 25-0 and 115 KOs. They said to be the rage at 122, but I think the rage at 122 is Guillermo Rigano. And he's taking on once-beaten Cesar Seda, 25-1, 17 KOs, 30 seconds. What happens?
Well, this is a setup fight. I think Seda's moving up in weight, and Seda's got a decent record, but I don't really know too much about him, and I don't think anybody does, or Santa Cruz. you got to think Santa Cruz wins this going away.
Okay. Manny Pacquiao, the number one contender for Floyd Mayweather, is that going to make the fight happen?
I'm very unsure with that, but I really hope the fight does happen. I'm crossing my fingers on that one.
Thank you so much, KP. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Make sure you keep him. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it won't, give him what he wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold your man. Hold your man. Hold your man. Hold. Never get so confident that there's nothing you want to know. Cause by the time you lose your thing, then you got to blow. You know you got what it takes to be the untold boss. Use your wisdom carefully. Don't be torn.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Not all water is created equal. Alchemy Water's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who enjoy Alchemy Water. And Alchemy is currently having a holiday special. Buy two cases, get one free, shipping included. Visit alkamewater.com for details.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system. Introducing BioD Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides therapeutic levels of premium vitamin D doctors recommend we need every day. Stop wasting your money on pills and get with the spray. Try BioD Supreme today.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is all over! Cain Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
Song written by my good friend, Emilio Castillo. Hope Emilio's having a wonderful holiday season. You're in Tower of Power as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. This segment, this half of the show, we go to mixed martial arts. Of course, we are Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. On Saturday, we split the hour up. Half hour boxing, half hour MMA. Then on Sunday, we go an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. That's on Sundays. An hour of boxing, an hour of MMA at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network, or anywhere you happen to be listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide live today. That's right. This is the longest-running fight show in history of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 29-plus years now. Well, folks, time to talk MMA. USC, of course, the premier company, the franchise, the New York Yankees, per se, of MMA. And, of course, they're going tonight, USC on Fox 9. But that's not the real big news. The real big news is the retirement of George St. Pierre. Says the weight on his shoulders is too heavy. Of course, he's coming off getting licked, I thought, in the fight by Johnny Hendricks just a fortnight ago in USC 167 last month. So straight up, St. Pierre was feeling the heat, and it probably didn't help him any when Dana White, the president of the USC, the czar of the USC, the czar of MMA per se, when he came out after the fight and said he only thought that the champion who won a split decision over the once-beaten Johnny Hendricks, that he only won one round, the third round. So with people like Dana White saying that, you know, and the guy's got a lot of pride. He's been around a while, 32 years, an 11-year career in MMA. I think he just decided, you know what, I think I'll just walk away here. I don't know if it's forever, but I think it is, because I think the fact is that he's gotten old. At 31, he's had surgeries, he's had tendons replaced, he's had dead people's bodies, Achilles heels and Achilles tendons and stuff like that put in his legs. So the guy's all patched together like a $6 million man, and I think at 31, 32 almost, well, his better days are behind him. So we'll talk about that with my man, Zach Attack Young. What's up, Z-Man? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So you surprised that St. Pierre stepped away?
I'm a little bit surprised, but I think it's actually a pretty smart decision on his part. I mean, he's doing something that a lot of people can't, which is letting go when it's the right time.
Yeah, I got a feel you right there and there. I talked about that. Rarely does a fighter walk away, you know, like Rocky Marciano or anybody like that. I mean, 49-0, of course, the former heavyweight champion of the world. Nobody, I think, has walked away from MMA without taking a loss the last time or losing their last significant fights and then getting easy fights, you know, to close out their career with. But I think St. Pierre, I think he was feeling the heat. I think from the fans, too, because I was looking at the different bulletin boards around the Internet, the MMA boards, and they didn't have him winning either.
No, I don't know anybody who thought he won besides, like, big GSP fans who probably weren't really watching the fight objectively.
Yeah. GSP, of course, is George St. Pierre. He spells his name George's with an S on it. George with an S, of course. Now, it looks like Johnny Hendricks now was 15-2, taking on 22-9, Robbie Lawler at UFC 171, and that's March the 15th, I think, in Dallas, Texas. That's just announced yesterday. I think Hendricks beats Lawler like to a pulp.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he wins the fight, but I'm excited about that fight. That's the most exciting welterweight title fight that they've had in years.
it should
be a good one.
Listen, the guy can punch. Talk about Johnny Hendricks. He works the ground well. He's a well-rounded fighter, and I think that he's just so determined now after the St. Pierre debacle. Of course, he split decision loss, two judges going with the champion St. Pierre, the longtime champion, and one judge going with Johnny Hendricks. Of course, he gets his chance now with Robbie Lawler. Back to St. Pierre, I don't see him coming back. Do you?
I don't think so, and I kind of hope that he doesn't because he's only getting older. You know, I don't think he's going to come back, and I don't think he would be able to compete when he came back, like with the top-level guys. So I hope you're right. I hope he does stay away.
Okay, now, we've also got USC on Fox 9 tonight. Starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time on the Fox, the big network, folks. I'm not talking about the, you know, Fox Sports 1, any of that kind of stuff. No. This is the real show, the big show, and that'll be on Fox, and that starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific time. The main event from the Sleep Train Pavilion in Sacramento, California, known as the house that Uriah Faber built in the world of MMA, as far as MMA is concerned. The main event flyweight champion, I'm talking about Mighty Mouse, Demetrius Johnson, 18-2-1. He's 6-1-1 in the UFC, defends that title against the former challenger, a man that he won a close decision over, Joseph Benavidez, 19-3, 6-1 in the UFC. This is a rematch. Why are they fighting? Is there not enough guys at 125, or is Benavidez that good?
I think Benavidez is that good, honestly. I think that he's improved a lot. And, I mean, the first fight was so close. It's just, I could see why they had a rematch.
Okay. All right. And what happens here?
That I almost wish you didn't ask that because it's hard to say. I'm leaning towards the champion. Even in a close fight, I think they'd give it to the champion again. But I don't know. Benavidez has a real chance, I think.
Okay. Uriah Faber, the California kid, one of my favorite guests. In fact, I was supposed to have him on the show today, and something happened Thursday, and he couldn't make it. I think he's, you know, when you're cutting weight like Uriah Faber cuts weight, and he cuts a lot of weight to make 135, a lot of weight, okay? You're not the nicest person to be around, or you're not feeling that well 2 days before a fight. You're, like, dying. 29-6, 5-2 in the UFC, the former WEC World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion. Taking on Michael McDonald, 16-2, 5-1 in the UFC. These guys are fighting at 135. McDonald got a shot here?
I give him a shot, but I think Uriah's just, I mean, he's a really good fighter. He's been at the top for a long time, and I think he'll prevail here, too. I think he'll get that, like, home boost, you know, of fighting at home. There's a boost there, and I think he'll be able to win this one.
Is he one of the true stars of MMA? Is he one of the people that's responsible for the sport excelling in popularity like it has?
Yeah, well, I definitely think that he deserves a lot of credit for bringing attention to the lighter weight fighters, because nobody really paid attention to those, and Uriah Faber's the one who got everybody paying attention to the guys at 135 and 145 and weights like that.
Zach Young's our guest, folks. We're talking MMA, of course, UFC on Fox 9 tonight, overshadowed by the retirement of Georges St-Pierre. That's right, the retirement of Georges St-Pierre. St-Pierre, the world welterweight champion. People say to me, oh, how can he retire? Well, at 25-2, he's beaten the only two guys that beat him, both Matt Hughes and Matt Serra, I believe, and he avenged both those losses. And he's been a pro 11 years. You know, I hate to be redundant, but it's better for him to – I think you're right. It's so much better for him to walk away right now in the manner in which he did than to continue and get pummeled and end up getting lit up like the White House Christmas tree like Chuck Liddell did.
I think so. I mean, that's a better way to go out. You don't – I don't like to see fighters just go out where they're getting knocked out a lot and stuff like that. You want to remember them at their best, you know?
UFC on Fox 9 tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. Of course, UFC 168, God, December 28th, right around the corner now. Right around the corner, 2 weeks from today. The main event, Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion, undefeated, 185-pounder, of course, taking on the former champion, Anderson the Spider Silva, longtime reigning world middleweight champion. A lot of heat, a lot of attention going to that card, but the attention's going to Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate. She's still in all the play. How's she doing that?
I think it's the Ultimate Fighter. That's a lot of it. Like, people saw her on there, and she had that attitude on there. She was not playing around with Miesha Tate. But I don't know if she got a lot of fans. She might have got some people to tune in who want to see her lose, though.
You know, Zach, if you ever mess with me, I'm just going to call her up and send her over to your house.
Please don't.
she's a monstrous.
Yeah, she really is.
I mean, you could ask Vic Darchinian, the former world champion as a boxer. Of course, got lit up like by Nonito Donaire a few weeks ago and lost a very close decision there, huh? Or did he get stopped?
He got stopped, but he was ahead.
He got stopped and he was ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what happened. He got stopped and he was ahead. But Vic Darchinian said no woman could ever throw him down, ever could put him down or give him a throw. And Ronda threw him 6 times straight.
Yeah, he got.
And then, he said, well, okay, let's do some groundwork. And he went to the ground with her, and she got him in the armbar in about 25 seconds. And they sort of said, da-da-da, stop, stop, stop. And one guy goes, turn off the film. It was on YouTube for like a minute.
Yeah, I bet they got that off of YouTube fast.
Yeah. Another Team Alpha, of course. Team Alpha is the gym in Sacramento, California. Chad Mendes, Team Alpha member, 15-1, 6-1 in the UFC. Going to take on Nick Lentz, 24-5-2, with, I think, one draw. What's up there?
I think Chad Mendes, he's just been looking a lot better lately. You know, he always had the wrestling, but now his striking is getting really precise, and I just think he gets another knockout here. I don't know. I mean, that's what I would go with. That's what I see happening.
Okay. Before we continue, I want to mention that Cain Velasquez had shoulder surgery. It ain't easy being the heavyweight champion of the world. I mean, this guy's had knee surgery, shoulder surgery. He's, you know, the injuries are incredible.
Yeah, I can't see anybody really threatening him, so he might be all right even with the injuries.
Is he that much better than everybody else?
Absolutely. The only person who can compete with him, I think, is Daniel Cormier, and he's not going to fight him, so... Yeah, he's probably just going to rule heavyweight for a while.
Zach Young's our guest, folks. Of course, he wrote the feature story this morning on UFC on Fox 9 at ringtalk.com. So if you'd like to see a breakdown of the card, check it out, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Of course, you are listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which airs Saturdays and Sundays, separate shows. Saturday for an hour, we split boxing and MMA up at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then again, we come back on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. First hour of boxing, second hour of MMA. All right, real quick, looking ahead, Weidman and Silva. I just think that once a guy's got a guy's number and he's better than him and he's younger than him, and I think Anderson Silva felt the strength and the power of Chris Weidman, that he realizes he's not going to beat Weidman. That's why he was talking about retirement after the first fight. What's your take on that?
I do expect Weidman to win, but I do think that this fight will go differently. I think Weidman will wrestle him more this time than the first time. I don't know, though, but, yeah, I expect Weidman to win, and I think you're right. I think he just has that – he has the right style for Anderson Silva.
Are you surprised – and I'll let you go in about a minute here. Are you surprised that so many MMA fighters now are using boxing 101 to win?
It is a little bit surprising. I really like how the sport evolves. It's cool to see that boxing's being worked in there now. And you look at all the, like, top knockouts that have been happening recently, and it's boxing, like Tyron Woodley knocking out Josh Koscheck. That was boxing that he used to knock him out. And, I mean, I personally really like it because I'm a big boxing fan. So it is surprising, though.
Okay. Real quick, I got a few seconds left. Gray Maynard and Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz beat up Gray Maynard. Gray Maynard, not one of the best interviews in the world. Does that put Diaz in a title shot position or what?
I think he'll need a few more wins. But, I mean, he's always been one of the top in lightweight. And I think he matches up better with Pettis than he does with Benson Henderson. So, you never know. That would be a good fight, him and Pettis. But I would prefer to see him versus Diego Sanchez first.
Good enough. The great Zach Young, folks. Of course, he's featured at ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Tonight, UFC on Fox 9, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you like to watch them prelims, they're on Fox Sports 1 and Facebook.com or USC.tv. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Zach, all the best.
All right, have a great day.
You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This guy just sent me an email, so are you going to talk about the guy that was signing, the fake signer at that Mandela funeral? No, I'm not gonna. I'm the only show in the world that's not gonna talk about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This is the Saturday edition, the hour edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, we'll be back on Sunday for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We'll talk about boxing for the first hour. We'll talk MMA for the second hour. We'll have some great guests tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have Harold Lederman, the HBO boxing judge. Of course, I want to thank Larry Holmes today for being such a great guest. I love Larry. I wish I lived in Eastern Pennsylvania. I could be around him more because he's a fantastic guy, of course, the former heavyweight champion of the world. I want to thank Zach Attack Young doing the MMA segment he just did, and, of course, KP Kevin Perry. But more importantly, I want to check out what you have to say about the show. So if you'd like to drop me a line, an email, you can. The email address, ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. We're ringtalk/Twitter, ringtalk/Facebook. It's all over the place. We're all over these different internet, you know, platforms. And if you'd like to check out our articles, we have tons of articles on boxing and mixed martial arts, all available exclusively at ringtalk.com. This is the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you for the time you spent today in listening to the show and hope you can come back and join us again and be part of the Ring Talk family for another 29 years. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.